Hollywood, California, Monday, June 8th. The Lux Radio Theater, presented from its new home on Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Lux presents Hollywood. Appearing before a distinguished Hollywood audience, Mr. Powell and Miss Loy and a cast of great players present the play that has broken box office records from coast to coast, The Thin Man. As producer tonight, we present the director who did The Thin Man on the screen, together with such triumphs as Naughty Marietta, Rosemary, and a countless other smash hit pictures, Mr. W.S. Van Dyke.
Hello, everybody. Well, it's a great scene at the Lux Radio Theater tonight. Maybe it would interest you to know a little inside information on the show we're doing. The Thin Man was a best-selling novel by Dashiell Hammett. Well, I read it. While it was a good enough mystery story, here was something new and fresh and charming, a romance between a man and his wife. It's the story of a couple of kids that understood each other and had a blessed confidence in each other. Beneath all the casualness and all the wisecracking, there's a lovely, wholesome relationship. Something really deep and sweet and inspiring. Many motion pictures take from 2 months to a year to shoot. We did The Thin Man in 16 days, retakes and all. It has been very interesting to study how they can tell this story on the radio. So here we go with William Powell as Nick Charles and Myrna Loy as Nora in The Thin Man. We're in a fashionable cafe, the Montmartre in New York City. It's Christmas Eve, and the well-appointed dining room is filling rapidly. From the bar comes a good-looking young fellow of about 35. Tall, casual, and worldly-wise, he's Nick Charles, a well-known private detective played by William Powell. And he's waiting for his charming wife, Nora, played by Myrna Loy. As he takes his place at the table, a young girl on the other side of the room recognizes him and hurries over.
I beg your pardon. Aren't you Mr. Nick Charles, the detective?
Why, yes, I'm Nick Charles.
I thought I recognized you. My name is Dorothy Wynett.
Oh, yes. Well, how do you do?
Do you mind if I sit down for a little while?
No, but I expect my wife in a few minutes, if you don't mind explaining your presence to her.
Of course. That's my fiancé, over there at the other table.
Oh, well, I guess that makes it all right, doesn't it? Sit down.
Thank you.
Your name again was,
Dorothy Wynett. I'm Clyde Wynett's daughter.
Clyde Wynett's daughter. Oh, yes, of course. Your father was having some trouble with his inventions a few years ago. I handled the case for him.
Yes, I know. That's why I want to speak to you.
Well, I'm not practicing anymore, Miss Wynett. You see, I've retired.
Please, Mr. Charles, I need you.
Oh? What seems to be the trouble?
It's Dad. He's been gone 3 months, and I haven't heard from him. Not a word. I'm worried sick.
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you. After all, he's an inventor. When he gets an idea he wants to work on, it's only natural that he should hide away somewhere. He's done it before.
Yes, but never for 3 months.
Hmm. Did you see him before he left?
No. Mr. Macaulay was the only one he spoke to. Well, Macaulay and Julia Wolf. She's Dad's secretary.
Julia Wolf. Oh, yes, I believe I've met her. And Macaulay is your father's lawyer, isn't he?
Yes.
So his lawyer and his secretary both speak to him before he leaves, but no one knows where he went.
He wouldn't tell them.
What about your mother? He wouldn't tell her either?
No, and Mother and Dad aren't... they haven't seen each other for some time.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know what I can do for you. Why don't you speak to Macaulay? Maybe he's heard from your father and forgotten to let you know.
Oh, well, I'll call him.
That's a girl. Let me know how it turns out.
Of course. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stop. Come back here this moment.
What's the matter,
bring that dog in here. Dogs aren't allowed. I'm sorry.
I'll get him. Asta. Asta. Come here, boy. Here. Down, boy. Down.
Madam, it isn't only your dog. If we allowed everyone...
Here you are.
Asta. Quiet now. Asta, quiet. Hello, Nora. I hear you brought the dog.
I didn't bring him. He brought me. I think the doorman's mad at me.
Madam, I'm afraid you'll have to take the dog outside.
It's all right, Joe. It's my dog. Oh, and it's my wife. Huh?
You might have mentioned me first.
But Mr. Charles, are you sure that that's...
Of course I'm sure. He's well-trained. He'll behave himself.
I know, but he might bite someone.
Only me, Joe. He only bites me.
Yes. He's fussy about what he eats.
Go ahead, Joe. I'll be responsible for him.
Oh, very well, sir. If you say so, sir.
There you are, my dear. See what an influential husband you've got?
You do have a certain standing with doormen.
Oh, Mr. Charles.
Yes, Dorothy.
May I introduce my fiancé, Andy Reid?
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Any luck, Dorothy?
Yes, he's just around the corner.
Your father?
No, Mr. McCauley.
We're going to see him now.
Oh, Nick?
Yes, my dear. Oh, I beg your pardon. Ms. Winant, Mr. Reid, my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm sorry we have to rush, but you'll excuse us, Miss Charles?
Of course.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles.
Goodbye. Pretty girl.
If you like blondes.
You've got a type?
Only you, darling. Lanky brunettes with wicked jaws.
Who is she?
I was hoping I wouldn't have to tell you. Dorothy, you see, is really my daughter. It was spring in Venice, and I was so young, I didn't know what I was doing. We were all like that on my father's side.
By the way, how is your father's side?
Very well, thank you.
So, now who is she really, Nikki?
Dorothy Winant, daughter of Clyde Winant. I was working on a case for her father. Some nut wanted to kill him.
Charming. What's the matter now?
Winant's disappeared. Dorothy's afraid something's happened to him.
Has anything happened to him?
My darling wife, how do I know? Funny, though. That secretary of his ought to know something.
Secretaries usually do. Who is she?
Julia Wolfe. Smart girl, Julia. Always suspected she had some kind of a hold on Winant. That's why he kept her on.
Maybe you ought to give her a ring.
What for?
Oh, just to say hello.
Maybe.
Want a nickel?
No, I've got one. I'll be right back. Hello? I want Skylar 40962. No, Skylar. That's right, 40962.
Hello? Yes, Julia Wolfe speaking. Who? Oh, well, hello, Mr. Charles. Yes? Well, what was it you wanted to... Oh, no, I don't. He didn't tell me. Not a word. I'm sorry. That's all right. Goodbye. Morelli!
Coming. Well, who was that?
Nick Charles.
The detective?
He wanted to know where Winant was.
Oh, yeah? Why?
He didn't say.
Did anyone see Winant come here that night? The night you and him had the scrap?
I don't know.
Oh, no? Well, I guess I'll scram.
No, wait a minute, Morelli. Where are you going?
Oh, take a little stroll, that's all. If Nick Charles is gonna pop up around here, I wanna be far away when he does...
Oh, don't be a fool, Morelli.
Fool, huh? Hey, listen, sister, I got a record, and I ain't itching to come face to face with no dick.
Sit down, Morelli. You need money, don't ya?
Yeah? What about it? You got some?
Plenty. I'm Winant's secretary.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean by that?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Your friends here serve good dinners, Nick.
They're all right.
You still didn't tell me what Julia Wolfe had to say.
Nothing. She didn't know where he was, that's all. Finished?
Finished.
Let's get out of here. We'll grab a cab and get back to the hotel.
Ready and willing. And where's my purse? Come on, Asta. Hello? Asta! Asta, be quiet! Now stop it. Hello? Yes. Well, who is it? Oh, he is. Well, I see. Thank you. Oh, Nick?
Yes, darling?
It's a Mr. McCauley. He's on his way up.
McCauley? I wonder what he wants.
Isn't he Wynant's lawyer?
Yes.
Maybe he's got some news.
Well, he ought to... Say, you're worrying an awful lot about this business. Forget it.
I'll open it.
Begging your pardon, ma'am. I was wondering...
I'm Mrs. Charles. Come in, Mr. McCauley.
Thank you.
Hello, McCauley.
Hello, Charles. How are you?
Fine, fine. Sit down.
Dorothy told me where you were. You were here. I took the liberty of coming to see you. Charles, what's Mimi up to?
Mimi? Oh, Dorothy's mother. Does she have to be up to something?
She usually is. Trying one way or another to get money out of Wynant. I wanted to find out if you were sleuthing for her.
I haven't been a detective for 4 years.
You don't say.
My wife's father died and left her a lumber mill and a narrow-gauge railroad and a couple of other things. I'm looking after them.
I see.
What's all the fuss about? Is Wynant in hiding?
You know as much about it as I do. I haven't seen him in 3 months. He sends word through Julia Wolfe when he wants money. I give it to her, and she gives it to him.
Mine. Hello? Oh, just a moment. It's for you, Mr. McCauley. Your office.
Oh, thank you. Hello? What? He is. Well, where is he? Oh, very well. Well, he's back in town.
Mr. Wynant?
Yes, thank heavens. He's waiting for me. Well, I've got to rush. It's no joke working for a man like that. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles. Goodbye, Charles.
So long.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Almost Christmas, darling.
If that's a hint, you can drop it. You'll get your present at breakfast and not a minute before.
Cheat. You know, Nick, I've been thinking. It's funny the way Wynant popped up all of a sudden.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Do you think there's anything behind it?
Why should there be?
I don't know. It just strikes me as funny, that's all. Now, you're nearer than I am, darling.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, hello, Dorothy. What? What? When? Oh, I see. Well, yes, of course I'll be there.
What is it, darling? Darling, what is it?
Julia Wolfe has just been murdered.
You are listening to The Thin Man from the stage of the Lux Radio Theater. Before we go on with the story of Nick and Nora, we ought to take you on a quick tour of Hollywood.
The lobby of the Hotel Roosevelt, where stars and newcomers gather. A young actress just breaking into pictures is telling her friend of her success.
Laura, here's one thing. I've got one of the best managers in Hollywood, and that means a lot. Oh, but the rules he's laid down for me.
Jane, what do you mean by rules?
Well, you'd think I was going into training for the Olympics. I've got to lose 5 pounds, take lessons in singing and diction, and of course, my complexion has got to be perfect. Thank goodness I use Lux regularly, the way everyone around here does.
9 out of 10 beautiful Hollywood screen stars use Lux toilet soap and have for years. Here's what the famous Claudette Colbert has to say. When I tell people how simple my complexion care is, they always seem surprised. But I always use Lux toilet soap to guard against cosmetic skin. It's easy to keep skin lovely my way.
And now, Act 2 of The Thin Man. An hour has gone by since Nick heard about the murder of Julia Wolfe. In the living room of their hotel suite, Nick and Nora are listening to the radio. A news reporter is broadcasting the latest developments in the case.
And here's the latest news in the Julia Wolfe murder. The police have found out that the beautiful blonde secretary was a gangster's girl and are spreading a dragnet for one Joe Morelli, said to be hiding out somewhere in the city. In Paris today, the Chamber of Deputies...
Oh, never mind the Chamber of Deputies. Joe Morelli, that's what I want to know about. Well, did you get any more information out of headquarters?
As much as they had. Julia Wolfe was shot and killed about 9 or 9:30. Body discovered on the floor of the living room.
Who discovered it?
That'll surprise you. Mimi Winant.
Dorothy's mother?
Right.
What was she doing there?
I don't know.
Where's Clyde Winant?
Still missing.
Missing? But Macaulay was going to see him. They had an appointment.
I spoke to Macaulay. Winant never showed up. Nobody knows where he is.
It's going to be pretty tough on Dorothy, isn't it?
Huh? Why?
Well, it looks as if Clyde Winant skipped one appointment just to make another. With Julia Wolfe.
You think he killed her?
Oh, it's just a guess. You're the detective around here, darling. Anyway, it sounds like an interesting case. Wouldn't you like to take it?
I haven't the time. I'm much too busy seeing that you don't lose any of the money that I married you for.
Sounds like a good case. Girl mysteriously murdered. They haven't found any clues yet. No gun, no fingerprints.
That's Dorothy. She said she wanted to come up and see me. Well, come in, Dorothy.
Thank you. Is anyone here?
Just Nora. Have a seat.
Hello, Dorothy.
I'm sorry for breaking in on you like this.
Oh, that's all right. We're used to it.
Anything wrong?
Just Julia Wolfe is dead.
Yes, we know that.
Here's the gun she was shot with.
What are you trying to tell me? That you did it?
Yes, I hate it. She kept me from seeing my father. I went to ask her where he was. She wouldn't tell me. I shot her.
Where did you hit her?
Why, in the heart.
Pretty good shot. What did she do?
She fell down.
Did she make any sound? Didn't scream?
I don't know.
Which way did she fall?
She fell over backwards.
Oh, yeah? People fall toward a shot, you know, not back from it. I knew you were lying. Come on now, straighten up. Where did you get this gun?
I bought it in a pawn shop.
I thought so. Why did you say you did it? Whom are you trying to shield?
Oh, please don't ask me.
Nick, let me handle this, will you? Dorothy, look at me. Nick is trying to help you. Why don't you help him? You were trying to shield your mother, weren't you?
No.
Your father, then? Dorothy?
Yes, my father.
Why do you think he did it?
Mother was the one to find Julia Wolfe. She found something in Julia's hand and she took it.
What was it?
A watch chain. It belonged to my father.
So you think your father did it?
I don't know.
Did your mother turn the chain over to the police?
No. She kept it. She didn't tell them anything about it.
But she showed it to you?
Yes.
Why did your mother go to Julia Wolfe's apartment in the first place?
She went to ask for money.
Oh, money again. Yes? Oh, have them come up, please.
Who is it?
Dorothy, I wonder if you wouldn't mind waiting in the bedroom?
Of course.
It'll only be a minute.
Well, Nick?
It's Mimi Winant.
Alone?
She's never alone. Dorothy's brother's with her. Screwy college kid. And some guy by the name of Chris Jorgensen.
Jorgensen? Who's he?
Macaulay told me about him. Hang around type. I think he's after Mimi's dough.
But she hasn't any.
Maybe that's why she wanted to get some from Julia. Hello.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
Fine, Mimi. Fine. Come in.
Thank you. This is my son, Gilbert.
How do you do?
Very well, thank you.
And this is Chris Jorgensen, an old friend of mine.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Nora, Mrs. Winant, Gilbert Winant, and Mr. Jorgensen.
How do you do?
Well, Mimi?
Nick, I have never been in such a state in my life. You know, of course, that I was the one who found Julia Wolf.
So we've heard.
Oh, my dear, it was terrible. I walked in and there she was, lying dead on the floor.
I meant to ask you, Mother, was there much blood?
Gilbert! Don't be so morbid.
But I'm interested in murder. You know, Mr. Charles, I formed a theory about this one already.
That's so.
In my opinion, the man who did it...
Gilbert, be quiet. You don't know anything about it.
Oh, but I do.
Be quiet.
You were saying, Mrs. Winant?
About finding Julia Wolf. I was simply petrified. And such a mystery. Clyde Winant is crazy, absolutely crazy to stay away at a time like this. No wonder the police think he has something to do with it.
Mrs. Winant, were you alone when you found Julia Wolf?
Oh, why, of course I was.
Wasn't Mr. Jorgensen with you?
I? Certainly not. I don't know anything about it. The first word I had that Julia Wolf was dead was when Mrs. Winant called me at my club.
Oh, she called you.
Oh, let's not even talk about it. The thing to do is to find Clyde. And that's why I've come for Nick. You will help me find Clyde, won't you?
I'm afraid I can't, Mimi.
Oh, Nick, please.
Now, Mimi, there are 1,000 detectives in New York. Hire one of them.
But Clyde knows you. All you have to do is get in touch with him and tell him that Mimi says everything is all right, but that I've got to see him.
I'll tell you again, I don't want any part of it.
Is that final?
Final.
Well, if that's the way you feel about
it... He'll turn up. You just help all you can. Give the police every possible assistance.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing in particular. Good night. I'm sorry I can't help you, Mimi.
Hello? Is this the Normandy Hotel? I want to speak to Mr. Charles. Yeah, Nick Charles. Hello? Mr. Charles? Say, I'm sorry I woke you up, Mr. Charles. But I'd like to lay a little proposition before you. It's about the murder of Julia Wolf. Well, what's the difference who I am? Wait a minute, don't hang up. I'll tell you who I am. But you gotta keep it under your hat. I'm Al Nunheim. Yeah, Nunheim. Now listen, I know who murdered Julia Wolf. See? Sure I do, and I'll spill it to you for $5,000. I'll tell you how I know. Because I was outside of her apartment when she was shot, and I saw the one who did it. And I'll spill it to you when I... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I can't talk now. I'll call you again.
Hello? Hello? Hello, you still there? Hello? Oh, for the love of Pete.
Now what, darling?
I don't know. Some crank, I guess. He hung up. Now, you better get back to bed and get some sleep.
Nick? Nick? Are you asleep?
Yes.
Good. I want to talk to you.
Well, that's jolly.
Don't you think you'd like to go back to detecting once in a while, just for the fun of it?
Can't you get some sleep?
No. Everybody says you were a grand detective.
They were kidding you.
I'd like to see you work.
Tomorrow, I'll buy you a whole lot of detective stories.
And that poor girl is in an awful spot.
There's nothing I can do to help her.
She thinks you can. It wouldn't hurt you to find out if you could, would it?
Darling, my guess is that Winant killed Julia and Dorothy knows it. And the police will catch him without my help. Now, please, put out the light. I'm tired.
Oh, all right. But I'm mad at you. Nick?
Huh?
Did you hear a knock? Shut up, Asta. You want to answer it, Nick?
Oh, good Lord.
All right, stay in bed. I'll get it myself.
Mr. Charles here?
Yes.
I gotta talk to him right away.
What about?
What's going on? Hey, what's going on?
There's someone to see you, Nick.
Oh, that's great. I was afraid I'd have to go to sleep. Come in.
Yeah.
How about a chair, Mr.?
Stay where you are, both of you. I got you covered, so don't move.
A stick-up?
Nah, it ain't a stick-up. I gotta talk to you, Mr. Charles. I want you to tell me something, and I want you to give it to me straight. You get me?
Do you, mind putting that gun away? My wife doesn't care, but I'm a very nervous person. Thank you. All right, shoot. What's on your mind?
You don't need to tell me you're tough. I heard about you. I'm Joe Morelli.
I've never heard of you.
I didn't bump off Julia. I haven't seen her in 3 months. We were all washed up.
Why tell me?
I wouldn't have any reason to hurt her. She was always on the up and up with me. But that dirty little rat, Nunheim, well, he got sore because she liked me and hated him. So he put the finger on me.
Well, that's all swell, brother, only you're peddling your fish in the wrong market. I've got nothing to do with it.
Now listen, the boys used to say that you were okay, a square guy. That's why I'm here. What's the law doing to me? Do they think I did it, or is it just something else to pin on me?
I'd tell you if I knew. But I'm not in this. Ask the police.
Yeah, that'd be very smart. The boys would like to have me ask questions. They like it right down to the end of their blackjacks. I came to you on the level. The boys say you're on the level. Be on the level.
I am on the level. If I knew anything, I'd have
Who's that?
I don't know. This is your party.
Open up. Open up. This is the police.
The police? You dirty two-timing...
Look out, Nora. Give me that gun.
You rat, I'll kill you.
Drop the gun. Drop it.
You double-crossed me.
Come on, drop it. Give it to me.
Wait. Let me go, I said.
I'll take that gun.
Thanks, officer. You almost had me.
Get some water, Joe.
Nora, are you all right, Nora?
I'm Inspector Guild of the Homicide Bureau.
You're in a good place, Inspector.
Who's that woman on the floor?
It's my wife.
This guy shoot her?
Nah, he tried to shoot me. I socked her on the jaw to get her out of the line of fire. I guess I hit her too hard. Nora, darling. Nora.
Oh.
Look at me, Nora. Are you all right, darling?
Oh, you darn fool. You didn't have to knock me out. I knew you'd take him, but I wanted to see you do it.
She's all right.
Okay, Slattery. Take Morelli downstairs.
Don't push. Come on. I said don't push.
How'd you people happen to pop in, Inspector?
We hear this is getting to be sort of a meeting place for the Winant family. So we figure we'll stick around in case the old man himself shows up. Then we see Morelli sneak in and we decide to come up. And it was pretty lucky for you. Morelli, a friend of yours?
I never saw him before.
What's he want of you?
Wanted to tell me he didn't kill Julia Wolf.
What do you think it was to you?
Ask him. I don't know.
Oh, so you're going to keep mum, huh? All right, Mr. Charles. I won't bother you tonight, but I'll be in tomorrow morning, and I'll have plenty of things to ask. Good night.
Oh, thank you, Inspector Guild. Next time you come, try to stay longer.
Where's Asta? Asta? You're a fine watchdog.
He's got more sense than you have.
Thank heaven you're not on this case.
On it? I'm in it. They think I did it.
Well, didn't you?
Come here, you.
Look, here's a telegram for you. It just came.
Probably a touch from somebody. Well?
It's from Clyde Wynant. Listen. Will you take charge of investigation on Julia Wolf murder? Communicate with Herbert McCauley. Clyde Wynant.
Where's it from?
Philadelphia. Then he didn't do it, did he, Nick?
I don't know. Communicate with McCauley, huh? All right, we'll ask him up. There you are, McCauley. What do you think?
So he wants you to handle the case, huh?
Yes.
Well, what are the chances of you doing it?
Slim.
Oh, please, Nick.
Quiet, dear.
I wish you would, Mr. Charles. Would it help any if I could persuade him to meet you?
It might.
I had word from Wynant myself last night. He gave me a code message to insert in the newspapers, in case I wanted to get in touch with him. I'm sure you could clear this up. Oh, if Wynant would only come back. He doesn't look well. He's staying away at a time like this.
Yes? Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Mr. McCauley. Police Department.
Police Department? Hello? Where? In Allentown? Yes? When is the next train? Right. I'll get that.
Well?
Why did Stride to commit suicide? They want me to identify him. Well, I guess this changes the whole story. And I had such hopes. I thought if you got on the case, you'd be able to clear it. I thought that Mimi, the way she acted. Oh, well, I guess it's no use thinking of it now. I'm sorry to have wasted so much of your time. You'll excuse me, won't you? Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's that.
What's the matter with you?
The mystery's all gone. I wanted you to find out who did it.
Maybe I will.
But Wynant tried to...
I don't believe he did it.
Why don't you?
No reason. Just a hunch. But I'm going to find out. Come on, Inspector Dr. Watson. We're going places. I want to talk to Inspector Guild.
Man to man, Mr. Charles. Are you working on this case?
Man to man, Inspector Guild? I'm not.
But he's interested.
I don't mind telling you, I'd rather have you in on the right side.
You mean not on Wynant's side?
I mean, I'd rather have you working with us than against us. Do you know about the case?
I read the papers. What about the suicide?
Oh, that's a phony.
I thought it might be. From now on, they're going to think that every thin man over 6 feet with white hair is Wynant.
Do you think Wynant did it?
It looks like he planned something. He shut up his apartment and his shop, but there's nothing yet to cinch it.
50 will get you 100. Wynant didn't do it.
Who's your candidate?
I haven't got that far yet. But I don't think everything points to Wynant. What about the alibis?
Yeah, they're all okay. Mrs. Wynant, the boy, Dorothy, McCauley, even Morelli.
What about Jorgensen?
All right, I'll check on that. I'm afraid this is kind of dull for you, Mrs. Charles.
Dull? I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
You know, frankly, I'm stumped. I don't know what to do next. What about you, Charles?
Me? No, but I've got a hunch.
What is it?
I got a call last night. I thought it was from a crank. But I've changed my mind. Whoever it was knew something. I've got a feeling I'll hear from him again. What time is it?
Almost 10. Still waiting to hear from the crank?
And how? Here, give me that, quick. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Nick Charles. Who? Can't hear you. I said I can't hear you. You have to speak louder.
I can't speak any louder. This is Al Nunheim again. You know, I called you last night. Hey, listen. Are you still interested in that proposition? You are, huh? All right, then. Now here's the dope. And get this straight. The man who killed Julia Wolf is... Hey, look out!
Extra, extra! We know about it!
What's this, Gilb? You think Winant killed Julia Wolf and Nunheim?
Right.
Why?
Two reasons. First off, Mimi Winant came across with the watch chain she plucked off Julia's body.
Well, she did, huh?
Well, it belonged to Clyde Winant.
Okay. What's the second reason?
A pip. The bullet that killed Nunheim came from the same gun.
That's all right, Inspector.
All right. It's perfect. Clyde Winant is guilty of both of those murders.
Maybe. 50 will still get you 100. I say Winant's innocent.
Now, you can say what you want, but I'm spreading a dragnet for that guy. And I'll get him, too.
Calling all cars, cover all roads leaving the city. Pick up tall, thin man with white hair, last seen wearing dark black suit. Calling all cars.
You think they'll find him, Nick? He must be in New York.
It probably is.
Oh, this is getting me down. I saw Dorothy today.
Yeah? What?
She's broken off her engagement.
What for?
Don't ask me. She was a little hysterical. Something about not wanting to ruin her fiancé's life, daughter of a murderer and all that.
Poor kid. Well, see you later, darling.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to take Astor for a walk.
He's just been for a walk.
We're going sightseeing, aren't we, Asta?
Nick, what are you up to?
I've got a hunch. I'm going down to look at Winant's shop. I want to find out why it's closed.
Why shouldn't he close it? He went away.
He went away lots of times when I knew him. But he never closed his shop. I got a hunch something is up. This thing has got my goat. I got to find out what's going on.
Nick, I won't have you going down there at this hour of the night.
Say, you're the one who got me into this.
I know, but this is different. He's a crazy man. He might kill you.
I'll be all right. I've got Asta to protect me.
Oh, all right. Go on. See if I care. But it's a dirty trick bringing me all the way to New York just to make me a widow.
You wouldn't be a widow long.
You bet I wouldn't.
Not with all your money.
You dog.
Goodbye, darling.
Oh, Nicky. Take care of yourself, won't you?
Sure, I will.
Don't say it that way. Say it as if you meant it.
Why? I believe the little woman cares.
No, I don't care. I'm just used to you, that's all.
Sure. So long, darling. Come on, Asta.
Goodbye. And call me, darling, please. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Asta, if you let anything happen to him, you'll never wag that tail again.
You're listening to Lux Radio Theater's production of The Thin Man, starring William Powell and Myrna Loy. We have here tonight the man who wrote that great picture, Lawyer Man, for Bill Powell. He's a producer, too. On the writing end, he's done many great pictures, 42nd Street, The Gold Diggers, The King of Burlesque, and lots of others. Here he is, one of Hollywood's greatest picture writers, James Seymour.
Why, thanks, Woody. I've been a movie writer for 10 years, and that's the first kind word anybody's ever said to me.
Listen, Jim, the average person thinks a movie writer is a fella that sits by himself at a typewriter, hammers out a lot of dialogue, and hands it in.
Nobody works alone to make a picture. It's a matter of constant cooperation between producer, director, technician, actors, and writers. Some of the best story ideas come out of the conferences.
Jim, how many writers are there on an average picture?
Plenty. Believe it or not, I've seen pictures where there were more writers than actors. If all the people who've contributed to the story got screen credit, it would look like a page from the telephone directory.
You've written for both stage and screen, Jim. How are they different?
Well, Pictures have less talk, but they tell more in less time. Like concentrated foods, all the good and none of the waste. In the theater, everything must be brought to the audience. On the screen, you take your audience wherever the camera can go. On the stage, the star just enters, but on the screen, she's introduced with a big close-up, a picture of the star's face, many times larger than life-size. Those stars just have to be beautiful, and they've found that Lux toilet soap helps them look their best. Producers know it too, and that's why it's the official soap in all the great movie studios in Hollywood. Right, Woody?
Right on the nose, Jim. Thanks for coming over.
Well, thanks for asking me. Good night.
Good night, Jim.
We pause for station identification. This is the OTARP, the On-the-Air Radio Players Network.
And now, the final act of Radio Theater's The Thin Man. Nick is on his way to Clyde Winans' deserted laboratory in a dark and desolate section of the city. His cab veers sharply around the corner and pulls up in front of a gloomy, old, rickety building.
Say, mister, you sure this is the place you wanted?
Looks like it. Come on, Asta, jump. How much do I owe you?
$1.20. Or do you want me to wait?
No, never mind.
It's good. You know, this ain't no neighborhood to be in at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want to get out of here.
There you are.
Yeah, thanks. Well, so long.
Thanks. Come on, Asta. Come on.
Hello.
Nora, what are you doing here?
I beat you down. I want to go with you, Nick.
Now, listen.
No,
you can't.
No, you're not going in that place alone, and that settles it. Now get out that skeleton key of yours and open the door.
All right. Come on, sugar.
Nice neighborhood Winans picked out for his laboratory. I can almost hear the chains rattling. You believe in ghosts, Nicky?
Shh. There we are. Come in. Be quiet.
Nick, it's awfully dark in here.
I'll get a flashlight on as soon as we close the door. Asta, shut up. Go on, Nora. We gotta get the layout of this place. Don't let the shadows frighten you.
Who's frightened?
Hold it.
What's the matter?
It looks like Winans' work table.
More like a morgue. A slab in a morgue. Look, Nick. There's a cement floor all around.
Yeah. Probably a lot of weight goes on that table. Come on.
Where to now?
There's an old desk up along that wall. I want to take a look at it.
What do you expect to find?
Darling, if I knew what I'd find, I wouldn't be going up there to look at. What?
Nick?
Shh.
What is it, Nick?
Just a loose board, I guess.
No, it sounds like somebody was walking over that way.
No. Just your imagination. There's nobody here but us.
No? But what about Winans? It's his workshop. Why couldn't he be hiding out here? What's that?
Asta. Asta, come here. He's scratching on the cement around the work table. Come here, boy. Asta, stop it. Stop it, Asta.
Nick, look at him. He's after something. I've seen him scratch the ground like that.
Shh.
When he was looking for bones.
Shh. Asta. Asta. No. Look. Hey, look at this. New cement. Listen.
Nick.
It's hollow. I wonder if I could find something to dig it up.
There's an iron bar on the table. I just saw it. Here it is.
Ah, good. Good. Now, if I could just dig a hole in that cement.
Oh, Nick. I'm scared.
Shh. Asta, quiet. Try to keep him away, Nora.
Asta, come here.
There she goes. I'm through the cement. Asta, get away from there. Get away.
Nick, what is it? What's he after?
We gotta get Inspector Guild here.
What's under there?
A body. Must have been there for weeks.
Oh, Nick.
minute. Wait a minute. You'll get your story as soon as I give it to you. Come on now, get out. Those reporters are enough to drive a guy nuts. Well, you were right, Nick. It was a body. A skeleton, rather, buried in lime. I wonder what Wynette had against this one.
Did you find any clothes?
Yeah, but no identification. Just a silver belt buckle with the initials DWR.
DWR. Who was that?
I got an idea. That case you worked on, the guy who threatened to kill Wynette. What was his name?
Rosewater.
Yeah, Rosewater. He said Wynette tried to steal an invention, didn't he?
Yeah, but we figured that was just blackmail.
Well, just the same. Wynette wouldn't mind having him out of the way, would he? According to the doc, the body's been there at least a couple of months.
That's just about the time Wynette closed the shop. Did you put the skeleton under the fluoroscope yet?
Half an hour ago. We found the bullet he was killed with, and something in the leg bone. An old piece of shrapnel.
Shrapnel?
Yeah. Why?
Shrapnel in the leg bone. He probably limped.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Well, so long, Inspector. I'm going to pick up my wife and take her home. It's been a long night.
Yeah, so long. Give her my best, would you?
Right.
Where are we going, Nick?
Back to the hotel, darling. Pack our bags and take a nice trip somewhere.
A trip? Oh, no.
Bless my soul, woman. I give you 3 murders and you're not satisfied.
I want you to stay and find Wynette.
I did find him.
What do you mean?
He was down in the shop.
Nick?
It was his body buried there.
Wynette's body?
Yep.
But they all said it was Rosewater's.
That's what they think. Guild and all them. They take it for granted that it's just another of Wynette's victims. Guild's hot-footing it around now, looking for Wynette. That's all that troubles him.
What makes you so sure it's Wynette's body?
Several things.
Nick, you're going to drive me crazy. What things?
Huh?
What things made you so sure?
Oh, well, the clothes, for instance. They were carefully preserved, and the body was just as carefully destroyed. The person who killed him counted on one thing, that all skeletons look alike.
Well, don't they?
Sure they do. I remember that Wynette had some shrapnel in his shin. It often bothered him. They found it under the fluoroscope.
How long has he been dead?
A couple of months, anyway.
Then he couldn't have committed those other murders.
Smart gal.
Wynette dead. Does Dorothy know?
Nope. Nobody but you. I didn't even tell Guild.
Why not?
I want to lie low until I get the whole dope. I don't want to go off half-cocked.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get the real murderer. I've got an idea. You want to see me take him?
Yes.
Got a nice evening dress?
Oh, I have got a Lulu. Why?
I'm going to give a party. A dinner party. Everything from Russian caviar to camembert cheese. An orchestra behind the palms, subdued lighting, and I'm going to invite all the suspects.
The suspects? Well, they won't come.
Oh, they'll come. I'll have Guild issue the invitations.
Nick, who is going to be there?
Oh, everybody. You, me, Dorothy, her fiancé.
His name is Andy?
Right. Macaulay, Mimi, Gilbert, Jorgensen, and Morelli.
Oh, darling, what a lovely party.
Good evening, everybody.
Nick Charles, what is the meaning of this?
The meaning of what, Mimi?
Why were we all rounded up like common criminals and brought to the city?
To eat, Mimi, and to talk. Will everyone please be seated?
Thank you.
Dorothy, here.
Thank you.
Andy, next to her, please.
Oh, but Mr. Charles, we...
Mimi, on the other side of Andy.
Oh, really?
Mr. Jorgensen, over here, please.
You're very kind, Mr. Charles.
Not at all. Mr. McCauley, next.
Of course.
Morelli.
What?
Right where you are.
Say, listen now.
Sit down. And, Gilbert, you can sit just opposite Mama.
Mr. Charles, I have a theory.
We'll listen to it later, Gilbert. Inspector Guild, you and your men stand by the door, please.
Sure.
Fine. Now, Nora, you'll sit here by me.
You give such charming parties, Mr. Charles.
Thank you, Mrs. Charles. Now, we're all ready to begin.
Will you please pass the celery, Mrs. Wynette?
No, I will not. I demand to know why we're here.
What? Before dinner? All right. I've got some very important news. I've seen Winant. Certainly I did.
Well, that's nothing. I saw him myself.
Really, Mimi? When?
Last night. He came to see me at my apartment.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
He didn't say very much. He wanted to know how I was and how the children were.
I'm afraid you're lying, Mimi.
What?
You see, I really did see Winant last night.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you hold him?
Because I found out for certain he didn't commit the murders.
Wait a minute. Let him have a say.
Morelli, you knew Julia. Was she jipping Winant? Taking dough on the sly?
She don't say she is, but I figure she is, yeah.
Thank you. Now I'll tell you why I know Winant didn't commit those murders. 3 months ago, Winant found out that Julia was cheating him and was splitting with some man. He went to find the man. That man was desperate. He knew he was caught dead to rights, with prison staring him in the face. He took the only way out. He killed Winant.
Oh!
It's terrible to tell you this way, Dorothy, but your father's dead.
Dead?
He's been dead for about 3 months.
Dead?
Hey, darling, don't cry, please. I know it's terrible, but isn't it really better this way?
Oh, Andy! Andy!
You'd better take her home, Andy.
Yes, Mrs. Charles. Come on, darling.
Let them out, Inspector.
Don't cry, darling. Please, it'll be all right now.
This is absurd. How can Clyde be dead? You said yourself you saw him last night.
So I did. I saw him lying buried in his shop.
You mean that body was...
was Winant's.
Perfectly absurd!
And the murderer is right here in this room tonight. He's sitting at this table.
What? Who is he? You're not going to keep us in the dark, are you? Who is it?
I don't know. But I thought if we all had a little get-together, we might be able to find out. I'll tell you as much as I know. This murderer is a very clever man. You'd understand that, wouldn't you, Gilbert?
What? Yeah. No!
He planned the whole thing beautifully. After he killed Winant, he wired McCauley using Winant's name and told him to shut up the shop. Then he took Winant's body and buried it in the shop with another man's clothes to throw us off the track. He even put a belt buckle with an R on it, hoping that we'd think it was Rosewater, an old enemy of Winant's who dropped out of sight years ago. Morelli?
Yeah?
Morelli, would you mind holding your knife the other way? You're worrying Gilbert.
Oh, right.
If that knife goes missing, I'll look for it in your back.
I'll help you look. Well, after our hero killed Winant, he got a brilliant idea. He realized that he and Julia could still collect money. Winant was supposed to be on a trip. No one knew where. So our dinner guest wrote letters to McCauley signing Winant's name so McCauley could continue to send money to Julia. He even telephoned McCauley. Do you remember McCauley? The first day you came to see me? He telephoned that he was in town.
But it must have been Winant. I should have known if it weren't his voice.
He was clever. He called when you were out. That same afternoon, Julia telephoned him. She said you were coming, Mimi, to ask about Winant. He got terrified. He was afraid Julia would break down and tell. So he went to Julia and killed her and took Winant's watch chain and put it in her hand.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Why are you saying it?
It's the only way it makes sense.
I hope you're well.
Quiet, please. Quiet. His plan was still working beautifully. The only hitch was a man named Nunheim who found out some things. So our hero paid to have him bumped off, too. But he overlooked just one item. The telegrams, wires, and telephones were all very well. But no one had seen Winant. So the murderer picked on poor Mimi to strengthen his case. Mimi is the only one at this table who can tell us who the real murderer is. Mimi, who was it that told you to say you'd seen Winant?
Nobody told me. I did see him.
What did he pay you, Mimi, to stick to that story?
It isn't a story. It's true. I did see Winant. He's not dead.
You're lying, Mimi.
Oh!
But then, you'd do anything for money. You're getting a good price for saying you saw Winant.
I am not going to stand here and be insulted.
Sit down. You're getting a good price, Mimi, but don't forget this. Two other people were in him on this deal. Julia and Nunheim. When he thought they might spill something, he bumped them off. You ought to know darn well he's not going to take any chances on you. What do you want to do? Be next on his list?
No. No!
Then who is he? Who paid you that money?
Oh, McCauley!
What?
Why, you dirty little...
I think that'll hold him.
Boy, oh boy, what a wallop. Hey, nice work, Mr. Charles.
There's your man, Inspector. Mr. McCauley.
I can't believe it.
What do you want me to do, wrap him up in cellophane? Pick him up and get him out of here.
Nick, you took him. I knew you would.
Yeah, another case like this and I would have thought I was a prize fighter.
Oh, Nicky, you're grand. You're glorious.
I'll bet you say that to all the boys.
Well, that's the story of the Thin Man with William Powell and Myrna Loy. As you know, these broadcasts from Lux Radio Theater are quite an event in Hollywood. Among our many friends here tonight is one of the greatest stars of the silent pictures. I admired her from afar when she was doing such magnificent spectacles as Cleopatra. I was just an extra. Today, she's the wife of one of our leading film directors. I want you to meet her now, Miss Theda Bara.
Thank you, Woody. Our Hollywood entertainment has certainly developed amazingly since I was making pictures.
Yes, everything's different now.
Before pictures grew up and started to talk, we had to translate all emotion into pantomime. We had to express jealousy, hate, love, odd emotions, and at the same time, keep pace as the director guided us with a one, a two, a three, a four, just as a metronome guides a pianist.
Pantomime has always been one of the greatest of arts. Miss Barra, I've always thought that you were one of the greatest masters of that art.
Oh, you are very kind, Woody. We worked awfully hard making those pictures. It was great fun, though.
I understand, Miss Barra. You're going to make some radio appearances.
Yes, I am. And I'm also going to make some motion pictures.
Well, that's good news.
I'm considering an offer right now, running through scripts and ideas. The public has been very good to me in the past.
And I know they'll be awfully glad to see you again. I'm sure it'll be a great thrill not only seeing you, but also hearing your voice. Thanks, Miss Barra, for joining us tonight.
I'm so glad I could. Good night.
And now, Bill Powell and Myrna Loy are coming out on the stage. Kids, you did a great show. You were really marvelous.
What? No retakes?
No. No property man?
Yeah, Bill. I'll bet you're glad my property man isn't here. Remember how he used to swat you with a broomstick when you weren't on the set fast enough?
I sure do. He certainly was a great fellow. The most independent cuss in the whole picture business.
Listen, Bill, that fellow was with me in the Arctic when we made Eskimo. He was with me in Africa when we made Trader Horn. And after a man has handled crocodiles, sharks, pythons, and polar bears, you can't expect him to be afraid of a mere actor.
You must be pretty tough, Woody, when you have to plow through swamps, jungles, tropics, and the Arctic. I suppose when you call up and say you're going on location, your wife says, "Oh, yes, location. Do you want me to get out the snowshoes or the snake bite medicine?"
Unfortunately, she doesn't say that. When I say I'm going on location, she just says, "You are not." I thought about all that when the Lux Soap people asked me to do this broadcast. Isn't it funny? In the Arctic, soap is something they like to eat. In the tropics, they use soap for money. And here in Hollywood, soap is something they use to keep the stars beautiful. Thanks for coming up, kids.
Goodbye, Woody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks to all of you in the... Thanks to all of you in the cast. You did a swell job. I've enjoyed being with you all. Good night.
This is the OTARP, the On the Air Radio Network Players. Lux Radio Theater's The Thin Man has been a production of the On the Air Radio Players, sponsored by the Henrico County Department of Recreation and Parks. The voices for tonight's show were Ellen Bodie, Maurizio Di Mavrizi, Tom Eichler, Sharon Eney, Skylar Gemmer, Vaughn Gary, Rick Gray, Matt Hackman, Shane Harris, Terry Snyder, Katie Anna Worthington, and Brett Swerdling. Our understudy was Dana McLean. Our sound effects wizards were Skylar Gemmer, Rick Gray, Matt Hackman, Dana McLean, and Katie Anna Worthington. Music has been furnished by Brett Swerdling. The Thin Man was edited and directed by Bob Dutton. Our sound production manager was Catherine DePasqua. Tonight's sound recording engineer has been Devin Langston. Be sure to join us again June 9th and 10th as the studio audience here at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center for the next production of the On the Air Radio Players when we present The Maltese Falcon. Or join us at the old radio to listen to the broadcast of our shows on WZEZ-FM 100.5 on your dial. Visit our website, www.otarp.com, to learn more about the On the Air Radio Players. You'll find information on future shows, including audition and show dates. You can also download past productions such as Miracle on 34th Street, which was our last production. This is your announcer, Terry Snyder, speaking. Good night and happy listening.